Now we find here in verse 13, we begin to see the sovereign purpose of God in choosing and ordaining the 12 apostles. Will you notice this? And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would. That's something I'd have you know. He's doing the choosing here. Whether we like it or not, he does the choosing. You remember he said, ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. It's not irreverent to say that since he chose them and they did not choose him, he's responsible for them. That's a real comfort to know that. God has saved you, begun a good work in you. He's going to stick right with you, friends, and he's going to see you through. And that's all that this means here. Now we are told, he calleth him whom he would, and they came unto him. And when he calls, they'll respond. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. Now you have here his final call to his apostles. Here's where they actually became apostles. And here's where they're sent out on a ministry apart from him. That is, he'll not go with them physically. And I don't think Mark here furnishes the details, but when you read Matthew 10, you'll find their message and method at this particular time. Now you have in verses 16 here through 19 the list of the names of the apostles and the 12 that you have, and I'd like to just run through the list. Simon Peter, he's the first in all the lists. And then James, the son of Zebedee, is second here. John, the brother of James. And then Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, he's customarily listed with his brother. And then there's Philip, Bartholomew was Nathaniel. And then Matthew and Thomas and James the less, he's the son of Alphaeus. Always a question whether it's three James or two James. And I think some believe four, but probably not but two. But then you have Thaddeus, that's called Lebius, and Jude in other places, and then Simon the Canaanite, and then Judas Iscariot. Now that's the picture you have before us. And I have in our book on Mark, Marching Through Mark, I have the list of the 12 apostles as given by the four Gospels, and also as it's given in the book of Acts. Quite interesting to make a comparison, see who is in and who's not in. Now he chooses them, and then you have what is called the unpardonable sin. And let me read a few verses here. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the demons casteth he out demons. And he called them unto him, and he said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. Now, what he's saying is just simply this, that he could not be casting out demons by the power of the demons, for the very simple reason that that would be a house divided against itself. Now in verse 25 he says, and if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into the strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and when he will spoil his house. In other words, you have first to bind the strong man before you can spoil his house. And the thing is true here, the Lord Jesus is not doing this by the power of Satan, because Satan would be divided and be against himself.